Well, this week, seven members of the Iranian women's soccer delegation got humanitarian visas to stay in Australia rather than returning to Iran after competing in the Women's Asian Cup. In the end, one of those seven decided to return with the team. And as we go to air this morning, the ABC is reporting that three further members of the football team have decided to return to Iran after being granted humanitarian visas. In a statement, Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke says that the players were given repeated opportunities to discuss their options, but that they have chosen to rejoin their team and return to Iran. It's hard to imagine what it would have been like to go from being part of your nation's sports team to very suddenly starting a new life in Australia on a humanitarian visa. But our first guest on Sunday Extra this morning doesn't really have to imagine that, because she went through something very similar. Tuba Khan Sawari was contracted to be part of the first Afghanistan women's cricket team when the Taliban returned to power in Afghanistan in 2021. She had to flee for her homeland and then came to Australia on a humanitarian visa. These days, she's studying at the University of Canberra. I spoke with Khan earlier and welcomed her to the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Could you please tell us a little bit about your early life in Herat province in Western Afghanistan and the role that cricket played in it?
I grew up in Herat in Western Afghanistan. Sport opportunities for the girls were like very limited. But cricket became a passion for me. Like, it gave me confidence, discipline, and a sense of freedom, which I really enjoyed when I play cricket.
And so what stage was your cricket career at when the Taliban retook Kabul in August of 2021? And what did you have to do when that happened?
Oh my God, whenever like I do interview and I come in this question, it's make me to everything coming like I remember all that challenging difficulty and that world situation that we passed with my teammates. When the Taliban took over Kabul in August 2021, my cricket career was growing and I had big dreams. Suddenly everything stopped. Like, for my safety, I had to destroy some of my cricket equipment.
You literally burnt it, yes?
Yeah, exactly. It put me at risk. That's why I burned some of my cricket equipment and I received lots of certificate that I did lots of activity in Herat province. I burned that certificate as well because I didn't want the Taliban find out any proof that I did this kind of activity in the past government for my safety. Yeah.
Khan, how did you manage to get out of Afghanistan and who came with you?
Leaving Afghanistan was very difficult, especially for me. Like, I had to leave Afghanistan with my teenager brother, who was 17 years old, and I was 21 years old when I left Afghanistan. And I had to leave very quickly for my safety. Some of my teammates, their family members, they came with them, but I was the only player that I came without my parents, with my only brother. It was an emotionally uncertain journey.
When you decided to leave Afghanistan, did you know that there was an opportunity to go to Australia? And if so, how did you know that?
Actually, on that time, some of my teammates in Kabul province, there was a program from ICC and they were asking for some of the players to fill out some application before the Taliban took over Afghanistan and send their CV. Some of my players, they send their CV to the ICC and for Australian Cricket Board as well. They found one of my team members and they reached out and lady by the name is Catherine Ordway and Mel Jones. They are like three heroes in our life. They did everything for us and we're really grateful for them. And Catherine Ordway, she gave a call for one of my teammates and asked, like, it's not the time you trust anyone, but I want to ask how you're going. Are you okay? Then most of my teammates, she say, like, we are not okay. We are not safe. After that, they start to process our visa and how they can get us from Afghanistan to Pakistan, from Pakistan to Australia. But yes, that call was changed our life.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Tuba Khansawari, who was part of the first Afghan women's cricket team that had to flee Afghanistan when the Taliban returned to power in 2021. Some of the women from the Iranian soccer team are going through their first days of their new life in Australia this week, Khan. What were those days like for you when you arrived in Australia?
In my opinion, I think being a refugee is not easy. You know, living like the first days in Australia were not easy. Everything was new. The language, culture, and life. Sometimes you feel lonely and overwhelmed. But I think, I'm sure, with time, things become better. It will be very hard in the beginning, but everything will like get better.
What was it like for you to see these scenes of the Iranian women footballers this week? How did you feel seeing that?
I completely understand how they are doing and what like and in how situation are they now. But I think that's the things like I always wish for all the women, not just for in Afghanistan. Like it's clear for all around the world that Afghan women, they are at the more risk than anywhere. But I wish none of the girls in the world facing the challenging the situation that we did. Face it on that time. But for Iranian teams, I think they are going to spend some emotionally time, some hard time, some challenging time. But trust me, they will sit down, like they can set their life and they will get like everything will be fine. I know it will be hard in the beginning, but everything will be fine.
Khan, is it possible for you to contact your family back in Afghanistan these days?
Yes, that's the only hope that when like I have big days like study, working and practice cricket and take care of my brother. But still, this is the only hope for me during a big day or busy day, crazy day. Just I'm thinking I'm going home and I can speak with my mom. This is the only happiness that right now I have. But yes, I can contact them like between 2-3 days.
And you mentioned there what sounds like a very busy life. Lots of cricket, lots of study as well. What are you studying and what's your involvement with cricket these days?
I study international relations and politics and I do cricket coaching full-time at one of the schools in Canberra. And yes, I want to start like some soccer coaching for the very low level at the same school. But also I'm working as a learning assistant. I'm working in primary school with year 1 to year 6 with another teacher in the class.
And last year in January, the women who were part of that Afghanistan squad were actually able to play a game in Australia. Could you tell us what that was like?
Oh, if any time someone asking me about how like playing with my own team, how was that? I would say like it was perfect. It was absolutely good. And yeah, it was the first experience we went to the field together and represent our like it wasn't like Harvard, our government, they don't accept us, recognize us as a team, as an Afghan women's cricket team. But yeah, we went to field together and we had such a good time together, playing together, encourage each other, support each other. And also, it was, as I mentioned, it was first experience that we represent and we play under Afghan women's cricket team, which was still like when I'm like thinking about that time and that moment, I really grateful for those people that they made this happen. It was like a dream for everyone to play together under Afghan women cricket team, but it came true.
That's amazing. When you think of the Iranian footballers now and you look back on your own experience, what do you think are the supports that those women need most now?
Oh, yeah, it's clear for everyone when we are like leaving our country and coming with a new country with, as I mentioned, new language, new culture, everything is new for you. However, like for me, it was in the beginning, it was very hard how to catch a bus. And I spent hours in bus station to take like 20 minutes bus to my, like, where I'm going. But I know they will, like, it will be difficult for them as well. But for the Iranian footballers, the most important things will be like they will have community support, Australian community support, and they need to patience and opportunity, and they need to accept this opportunity and to like set their life.
And you mentioned that you were studying international relations. I understand that back in Afghanistan, you were also studying law. What are your career aspirations for when you graduate?
Oh, I was studying law in Afghanistan with lots of hope, lots of dream. I was trying to be a voice for the women's. And I did lots of activity. And I ran lots of program for the women's right, that those women that they have no idea about their rights. At least they know how much they are value for the society in the world. And yeah, but I graduated from law in Afghanistan. I really enjoyed to study law, but my dream was uncompleted because I leave Afghanistan and I came to Australia, and I didn't done much for the women that I had this plan and higher dream to like at least fight for their rights. And for now, like I was trying to study law again in Australia, but however, I know I studied the same courses painful, but I found a bit challenged, as I mentioned, like it's almost 4 years I'm in Australia and I start learning English here at CIT. I found it a bit difficult. However, I received my offer to study law, but I found it a bit difficult. That's why I said, oh, maybe not this time. And I tried to start another course, which is international relations and politics. And I just finished 1 year full time. And starting my next year, this was like the third week of my study for the second year.
Well, your cricketing profile says that you are an all-rounder. And I think that description probably applies more broadly than on the cricket field. It sounds like you're an all-rounder in all aspects of your life. Tawoobah Khan Sawari, thank you so much for speaking with us on Sunday Extra today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Tawoobah Khan Sawari, who was part of the first Afghan women's cricket team, came to Australia after the Taliban came to power in 2021 and is now studying international relations at the University of Canberra.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.